You're listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. On today's show, we're going to be talking to Les Gold. He is one of the stars from the show Hardcore Pawn on True TV. If you've not seen the show, it's Les and his son Seth and his daughter Ashley, and they own a pawn shop in Detroit. It's one of the few shows that's still shot on location in Detroit, and it's a fan favorite. And so I'm just excited to have Les. Les, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. So you're getting ready to kick off your sixth season, is that right?
We are. Season six, Tuesday, July the 10th.
Wow. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. The season coming up is beyond expectations.
So did you think going into this that you were going to do this many seasons? And how many more do you think you will do?
Well, I never expected to do this many when we first started, but mm-hmm. once we were in the swing of things, it could last for years.
Really? Really? So you're not tired of like the cameras and the people sort of behaving badly?
It's what I do every day at work, so nothing surprises me. You just so happen to be watching it every Tuesday.
Now, it airs at 9 p.m. on Tuesday nights. And we're
9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, and we're going to play a clip from the upcoming season, the sixth season opener, where sort of a guy is upset because he wants to use a computer that's in hock.
I just want to use my computer for 5 minutes. I can't do that.
You're pissing me off, man. All I want to do is use my for a minute. Hold on, man. Don't test me, man. Hold on, big fella. What are you doing, bro?
Get the off the property.
Well, it started out to be a 10-wheel military truck. We took it all apart. We refabbed everything. And night vision cameras in the front and the back. Had to put the staircase in, you know.
It is so cool. It's going to be hard for me to play it cool. So what would you think? Oh, Ashley, man. That's my bitch. Look, let me ask you something.
No.
No, you
shut
be quiet.
Who do you think you are to talk to me like
bro,
that?
Bro, if he let me, I'll be slapping that ass.
Who the f*** do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, I know you are.
Get your hands off
really?
Me, man.
Get the f*** out of here.
You don't talk about my daughter.
Wait,
you're so
f***ing.
You understand that?
Damn,
you don't f*** with that wrong. Kid.
Wow. Wow. Les. So what do we tackle first, the crazy computer guy or the guy who was really inappropriate and rude to Ashley?
Well, let's talk about it as you played it. You know, the guy, when you pawn something to us, we can't allow you to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'd be having people come in every day wanting to use their merchandise.
Right.
It's in pawn, so we put it in storage.
That seems like a common sense thing. It's in pawn, so...
Doesn't mean everybody has common sense that we deal with.
That was really sad. And then the second part was like there was this tricked out truck that the guy was trying to sell you, but he didn't want to come down on his price and you didn't want to go up to his price.
Well, the problem with that one was he had too much intrinsic value.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was building it with his father and his brother, so he had an emotional bond with it.
Okay.
If he didn't, he would have sold it at my price because it was a very fair offer.
Yeah, yeah. And lastly, that horrible guy who was really nasty with Ashley. What was that about?
Well, that you know what? Inappropriate behavior caused for inappropriate responses. And he was really inappropriate to my daughter, and I won't stand for it.
Yeah. Now, we talked about it. You roughhoused him a little bit to get your point across. Do you think he got the point?
Well, I treated him appropriately. We'll leave it at that. But he should have never spoken to Ashley that way.
Yeah, I think a lot of dads watching the show are going to be cheering about how you responded.
There's no question about it. He was really inappropriate, and he paid the consequences, we'll say.
Now, we talked about this a little bit, too, before the show. Do you think that he came on the show with the intent of you know, sort of getting on camera and being crude and, you know what I mean, that he target, because Ashley mentioned that he'd been a customer before and had never behaved like that. So
yeah.
Why not?
He's been a customer before. Doesn't mean that there's some issues going on in his life that made him change a little bit.
Right.
So he changed a little too much and I had to escort him out cautiously, we'll say.
Now, but I'm serious. I wonder, do people come in there with the expectation like, okay, good, I can be on television and I'm going to act as crazy as possible and just be really strange and say something offbeat and do a little dance or whatever. Do you think that some of that is a part of it or no?
You know, people see a camera and they want their 5 minutes of fame.
Right.
You know, we have a show that's when we're open, the cameras are here.
Mm-hmm.
So from 9:30 to 6, we deal with people all day, every day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we don't close. So when they see the cameras here, they may act a little different than they would normally, But I've had people that have been customers for a long time, and their family has seen them do some inappropriate things on the show, and they say to me, that's exactly how we use it in real life.
Well, okay. Well, then that is somewhat comforting. But, I mean, is when the cameras aren't in there, I guess, is what I'm asking, too. Do the people act that way? Do they not act that way?
Occasionally.
Okay. Okay. So what else can we expect in the sixth season?
Well, the season coming up is even more exciting than the other five. Mm-hmm. Besides my children and us, you know, and family disputes, my employees doing some things that are very silly, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
They do things that they would have never done, and their treatment that I give them is appropriate for their actions.
Can we? I mean, I don't want to ruin anything for anybody who hasn't. I mean, because season six hasn't aired yet, and it doesn't air to July 10th. But can we talk about Rich a little bit, or is that giving too much away? Because he.
You can talk about anybody you'd like.
What happened with him, and why? I don't want to tell people what the outcome is, but what happened with him?
Well, Rich has been with me for 20 plus years.
Wow. Okay.
And you'd expect an employee that has been with you that long, and I've trained him to be a pawnbroker. You'd expect him to act like a pawnbroker.
Right.
And you'd expect him to understand the business.
What did he do?
And what happened with Rich was he lost sight.
Okay.
And so he didn't keep his eye on the prize, and I had to deal with him accordingly.
Okay. You don't want to give too much away, or you can't really go into...
You know, it's funny, because a woman came in the other day, and Rich isn't here now.
Oh.
And so she said, I'm on pins and needles. Tell me what happened to Rich.
Hmm.
Watch July the 10th, and you'll find out.
Wow. Yeah, that's too bad, because it was almost like he was like an adopted son to you in a way, right? I mean,
Rich has been with me a long time.
Mm. Are you guys still friends? Can you say that, yes or no to that, or not?
I'm definitely friends with Rich.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, the other thing of it, too, is people, and this is just my observation, and you can, of course, argue with me if you don't agree. You seem like the level-headed one, and then your kids sometimes come across as brats, which gets people on the internet going. Do you take umbrage to that, or you're just like indifferent to the criticism, or you just know that that's part of the genre, or what? How do you feel about
well,
it?
Well, you know, you can't like everybody that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I am level-headed, and that's why at the end of the day, when people have issues at the store, I'm the one that can always resolve them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ashley, on the other hand, deals a little bit too much with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Seth, who is unemotional.
Right.
So he'd rather be in the office not dealing with the customers. Ashley and I would rather be on the floor.
Yeah. I was surprised that Ashley came back a couple seasons ago. Were you? Or you wanted her back. Seth didn't want her back.
Listen, it's my child.
Yeah.
So I want her back. I want her and Seth to get along, and... The problem is that we work together, and it's not that easy to get along.
Yeah. What is it that we don't see when the cameras stop rolling? Do you guys hug and hug it out and make up?
Well, we always do.
Good, good.
You also see on the cameras that every morning when we come in, we kiss each other.
Aww.
And every day when we walk out, we kiss each other. And that's the key. You have to leave the business at the store.
That's good. That's a good, healthy attitude. So what's next? How many more seasons do you think you'll do?
Well, it depends how many more True TV picks up, but I'm in it for the long haul. If I could be, I just turned 62. If I'm still doing it at 72, good luck for all of us.
You do not look 62. Your body's incredible. Crazy.
Thank you.
It's crazy how good shape you're in. It's crazy.
The key is you have to work out, and you have to wake up every morning and say this to yourself, how bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want it just as bad today at 62 as I did at 32.
That's awesome. I love you, Les. I'm glad you're doing the show. Best of luck with everything. And
thank you so much.
Isn't he amazing? I love Les Gold. He's so great for doing the show. Make sure you watch Hardcore Pawn People on True TV when it returns July 10th for the sixth season at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have to thank Les for doing the show, as well as our sponsor, Record Surplus in Santa Monica, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. NPR West, Leo, I love you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You guys don't even know how much he saved my butt this time. Woo! So thank you for listening, and make sure you watch Hardcore Pawn. Take care.